Now, be sure to listen to all of them because all of these guys are playing. That bass man is on that bass. The two guitarists are doing their thing. But I want you to listen to all that syncopation coming from the drummer. Listen to his highs, listen to his lows, listen to his mid-range. All right, so that's our second feature song by the Fearless Flyers. I tell you what, they are fearless too. All right, let me go ahead and let you hear a little bit more of what they're doing and go ahead and tell you why I've been wanting you to be sure to listen to the Drummer Man. Okay, so you hear what he's doing, ladies and gentlemen. Nate Smith on the drums is doing all that he's doing. He's making all that sound. He's putting out all that beat with just three pieces. The hi-hat, the snare, and the bass drum. That's it. Yes. All that music you've been hearing him put out, every song, we featured two songs so far, and both of those songs have Nate Smith on one small drum set, three pieces. Hi-hat, snare, bass drum. That's it. I'm going to want you to hear some more of them, so you be listening out. We're going to feature them some more today, as a matter of fact. But now, back to Civilization. And as we're looking into Civilization, you know I want to ask you, what do you suppose, where do you think we're headed with regards to civilization? Are we doomed to repeat the past? You think we'll do better and go further than any civilization of the past has ever gone? All right, well, we'll see. The deep past is marked, by recurring failure. Recurring failure. Luke Kemp looked into this, and he says that the first way to look at past civilizations is to compare their longevity, This can be difficult because there's no strict definition of civilization, nor is there an overarching database of the births and deaths of civilizations. Collapse is something that has definitely taken place. And it can be defined as a rapid and enduring loss of population, identity, and socioeconomic complexity. By the way, you're going to continue to hear more about connections between the past and the present. All right, here we go. Public services crumble. Are you hearing me? Public services crumble and disorder ensues as government loses control of its monopoly on violence. Did you get that? Public services crumble and disorder ensues as government loses control of its monopoly on violence. Virtually all past civilizations have faced that fate. Some recovered or transformed, such as the Chinese and the Egyptian civilizations. Other collapses were permanent, as was the case of Easter Island. Sometimes the cities at the epicenter of collapse are revived, as was the case with Rome. Remember, the Roman Empire fell, not just Rome. the entire Roman Empire fell. But Rome came back. In other cases, such as the Mayan ruins, they're left abandoned as a mausoleum for future tourists. So what can this tell us about the future of global modern civilization? Are the lessons of agrarian empires applicable to our post-18th century period of industrial capitalism? Well, Luke Kemp thinks that they are. Societies of the past and present are just complex systems composed of people and technology. The theory of quote-unquote normal accidents suggests that complex technological systems regularly give way to failure. So collapse may be a normal phenomenon for civilizations, regardless of their size and stage. Now, we may be more technologically advanced right now, but this gives little ground to believe that we're immune to the threats that undid our ancestors. Our newfound technological abilities even bring new, unprecedented challenges to the mix. While our scale may now be global, collapse appears to happen to both sprawling empires and fledgling kingdoms. There's no reason to believe that greater size is armor against society breaking up. Our tightly coupled, globalized economic system is, if anything, more likely to make crisis spread. Think about this, for example. Recent history. This whole issue of, economic collapse. Now, we didn't have a total collapse, 2007, etc. But man, did the world, much of the world, feel a serious crunch. Remember when we had AIG, heavily connected financially to institutions around the Western world, in America, of course, but in Europe as well, connected with the Western world. AIG fell, and companies that were tightly tied to AIG's wealth found themselves beginning to fall apart as well. Think about how that contributed to the economic, well, let's just remember, let's just sum it up, because we remember America was thrown into a great recession. And as the financial and economic and other experts have told us, we were headed towards another Great Depression. And the only reason we did not spiral into a Great Depression is because President Obama, with the help of the Democrats in Congress, both chambers, gave us the economic package, the stimulus package, which saved us literally from going into a Great Depression. But in the meantime, think about how the world was affected by that crash. AIG, we had other major financial institutions falling. I tell you. And the more closely the nations are tied together, the easier it is for us to fall together. If the fate of previous civilizations can be a roadmap to our future, what does it say? So one method is examine the trends that preceded historic collapses and see how they're unfolding today. So when we come back, let's continue that exploration back in just a few minutes.